KJAN Sports.
It is time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, we've got a lot of basketball news coming up this week here in the area. We've got girls' state tournament play getting started. The boys finishing up postseason play as they kind of head toward the tournament through sub-state rounds. And then also we've got the Big Ten Conference tournament getting started this week. First, let's tell you about the girls' state basketball tournaments in Des Moines getting started this morning. Class 5A first round will get the tournament started. They'll go backward from the biggest to the smallest of schools as they start the state tournament this week. The first game of the day, this morning at 10 o'clock, 4th seed Johnston will face number 5 seed Waukee in the opener. That'll be followed by top-seeded Iowa City High facing 8th seeded West Des Moines Valley. 3rd seeded Dowling Catholic will play number 6 seed Iowa City West, and number 2 seed Cedar Falls will face 7th seeded Indianola, also in afternoon action. Then later on this evening, they'll play 3 of the 4 Class 4A first-round games today. There are 7 games in total on the slate today. They'll start the 4A tournament at 5 o'clock this afternoon with 4th seed Center Point Urbana facing 5th seeded Boone. Top seeded Marion will play number 8 seed Fairfield. And then Grinnell at the 3rd seed will face 6th seeded Mason City in the late contest this evening at 8:30. 7 games on the slate today at the girls' state tournament in Des Moines. A boys' sub-state final basketball action will play tonight as well. In some cases, they'll try to play again. In other cases, it's regularly scheduled. The 1A and 2A boys' sub-state finals were scheduled for last weekend, but poor weather conditions Saturday forced a bunch of postponements. So those games got pushed to today. Among those games, a Class 1A, Bedford will play St. Albert in a sub-state final. That game at Shenandoah this evening. IKM Manning will play Remsen St. Mary's in a game that'll be played at Denison this evening. Those are in Class 1A. Also in Class 2A, Kemper Catholic will face Western Christian in a game that'll be played at Sioux City East High School tonight. That'll go on this evening. Also in 2A, Woodward Granger will play Trainer. That game will be in Harlan this evening. 3A games were scheduled for tonight anyway, and here's the schedule in Class 3A boys' sub-state finals. Glenwood will play Harlan in a game at Abraham Lincoln tonight in Council Bluffs. Also in Class 3A, Charles City will play Waverly Shell Rock, Mount Pleasant faces Solon, Oskaloosa versus Carlisle, Sergeant Bluff Luton will play Bishop Heelan Catholic, Marion battles Assumption, Cedar Rapids Xavier plays South Tama County, while Winterset will face off against Norwalk. All those games tonight, all those winners. Moving on to the boys' state basketball tournaments. When men's college hoops yesterday, Jordan Bohannon's tremendous three-point shooting and the respect that he showed in preserving a record held by Iowa legend Chris Street gave the Hawkeye fans a rare reason to smile at the tail end of a dismal season. Bohannon scored 25 points. He had 7 three-pointers, and Iowa held off Northwestern 77-70 in its home finale last night, snapping a 6-game losing streak. Luca Garza had 18 points for the Hawkeyes, who locked down the number 12 seed for this week's Big Ten tournament with their first victory in nearly a month. They'll face Illinois Wednesday in New York. Bohannon had a chance to break the school record for consecutive free throws of 34 in a row, which was held by Street, who died in a car accident midway through the 1993 season, late in the second half. But Bohannon, an Iowa native, pointed to the sky and then intentionally missed the free throw that would have knocked Street out of the record books, with Street's parents in attendance. Bohannon, after the game, said, "That's not my record to have. That record deserves to stay in his name." And he said it's been on his mind for a while, and he mentioned that life is a lot bigger than basketball. Head coach Fran McCaffrey said that a family member of ours was taken from us, and we remember that. He said the final home game was also this was also the final home game for senior Dom Ewell, who entered play with just 65 minutes logged all season. The only player from Ewell's class that's made a significant impact for the Hawkeyes this season is reserve redshirt junior Nicholas Bear, and he came to Iowa as a walk-on, and that's part of the reason the program has fallen a bit this season. Hawkeyes, with that win yesterday, improved to 13-18, and they finished Big Ten regular season play at 4-14. Again, they're the 12 seed for the Big Ten tournament this week, and they'll face 13th-seeded Illinois Wednesday in a game we'll have for you here on the radio. Wednesday afternoon, we'll have girls' state basketball for you as the Exira EHK girls will face off against AGWSR. Now, that game's scheduled to tip at 3:15. After we finish up our coverage of that, we'll pick up the Hawkeye Illini contest for you. That game is scheduled to tip at around 4:30 on Wednesday afternoon. Well, Michigan State will have the number one seed when the Big Ten tournament arrives at New York's Madison Square Garden this week. The Spartans clinched the conference regular season title with their 12th straight win as Cassius Winston went 6-for-6 from three-point range while scoring 20 points in a 68-63 victory at Wisconsin. Winston hit a couple of threes during an 11-2 run that put Michigan State up 7 with 4:45 remaining. Miles Bridges clinched the win with a pair of free throws. Bridges scored 10 points on 3 of 15 shooting in his first game since being cleared by the NCAA. His eligibility was questioned following a Yahoo Sports article on Friday that identified him as one of many players who may have received improper benefits. Elsewhere in the top 25, Dakota Mathias matched his career high with 25 points and left to a standing ovation in his final home game as number 9 Purdue blew out Minnesota 84-60. Gary Clark scored 8 of his 17 points during a 24-4 run early in the second half in number 11 Cincinnati's 82-74 win over Tulsa. Caleb Martin scored 25 points as number 20 Nevada knocked off Colorado State 92-83. Number 24, Houston, shot 67% from the field, clobbering East Carolina 109-58. And also, North Carolina State beat number 25, Florida State, 92-72. In NBA basketball, Charlotte over Detroit, 114-98. New Orleans beat Milwaukee in overtime, 123-121. San Antonio dumping Cleveland, 110-94. It was Houston over Denver, 119-114. And Washington beat Philadelphia, 109-94. In National Hockey League play on Sunday, Nashville over St. Louis, 4-0. Buffalo beat Boston, 4-1. Detroit in overtime over the New York Rangers, 3-2. Minnesota, 3-2 in OT over San Jose. Edmonton beat Anaheim in a shootout, 6-5. And Vancouver, 3-1 over Arizona. Kevin Harvick has capped a dominant weekend of racing by holding off Brad Keselowski in the rain-delayed NASCAR Monster Energy Cup race at Atlanta Motor Speedway. Harvick was comfortably ahead when Trevor Bayne's engine blew with 28 laps to go. The restart gave contenders a chance to grab the lead, but Harvick beat Keselowski to remain in control. Harvick began the race in the second row after winning Saturday's Xfinity event. He had the third fastest time in Friday's qualifier. Clint Bowyer was third in Atlanta, followed by Denny Hamlin and Martin Truex Jr. Truex had to start from the back row after failing inspection following Friday's qualifying. In golf, Justin Thomas nearly holed a wedge that got him into a playoff and then hit 3-wood over the water and onto the green to beat Luke List in a sudden-death playoff Sunday in the Honda Classic. Thomas closed with a 2-under par 68 and won for the second time this season. He also won in a playoff at the CJ Cup in South Korea last fall. List was going for his first PGA Tour victory. He put the pressure on Thomas by reaching the par 5 18th in 2 in regulation, and then 2-putting for birdie in a 69, but he missed the fairway in the playoff and was only able to make par. And in baseball news, the Minnesota Twins have added a productive bat to their lineup. A person with knowledge of those negotiations say the Twins have worked out a one-year, $6.5 million deal with free agent slugger Logan Morrison. Morrison hit a career-high 38 home runs and drove in 85 runs while playing a career-best 149 games. His 868 OPS last year would have led the Twins ball club. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.